CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com on a Wednesday. It's the 29th of January. Good morning, everybody. What's happening? Here's CS Angreni.
Yes, he is here.
Yes, in all his glory.
Oh, stop it now.
He's reminding us this morning how lucky we are to live in the time of Sia. He was. He was actually giving us the lecture.
He was.
And we were sucking it up. We were taking it in. And Mbulelo Tinta, how's it, Mbulelo?
It's always good with me, Gareth.
And our intern, Fundo, who's from KZN, he's joined us here in the place of gold in Johannesburg so that he can learn our ways. He has been one of our super fans from day one, and I always reckon that the best people you can have on your side are the people who are already on your side. So, you know.
Love it.
If you can hire, like, someone who is as passionate about what you do as you are, and who was passionate before you were paying him, then when you're paying him, he'll be even more passionate or as good, but never worse. Huh?
That's very philosophical.
What a guy.
Make a t-shirt of that, go.
Yeah. Should
I? Great, the best people to have on your side.
I can't even remember what I said, so find
those
words.
Are the ones who are on your side.
Mbulelo, Fundo, you good?
I'm good. Howdy.
All right. What a busy morning this is going to be. So Gord Laws will join us just now, too. But
so you've slipped into the Cliff Central mistake that we already have internally.
I have?
Yeah. Mbulelo and Mfundo.
Yes, sis.
We need a differentiator. The nickname Eminem doesn't work anymore.
I actually pointed at Mbulelo the other day and went, Mfundo. And
yes.
And he just nodded. And I'm like, I know the difference, but you know, when you start with an M.
I always look at them like I'm having like a short circuit in my mind, because just before I talk to them, I need to process like, Mbulelo.
Well, we've got neighbors here who are actually friends of ours, and we do some work together, guys from a business called Wrapped, and their CEO is Gareth as well. So
yes.
This is complicated because there's Gareth and Gareth.
Oh, you didn't hear?
What?
They've hired a Gareth.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Now they got
we have three Gareths in the room.
In the building?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. That's outrageous.
This is also another thing we were trying to discuss.
Oh, that is outrageous.
Internally, we're thinking, how do we differentiate the two?
God, no!
There's a Gareth with one R, there's a Gareth with two R's, then there's the...
One of the black guys?
No.
Oh. Because I know, like, neither of them's Gareth. Did they hire another one called Gareth?
Yeah, it's a,
or is it a white dude?
It's a white dude, yeah.
He's as vanilla and white as it gets.
I was going to say,
Vanilla ice.
What kind of proud black person would call their child Gareth?
No.
For the love of fuck.
No, not anybody who wants Madiba to not roll in his grave.
I'm sure there's a black Gareth somewhere. If you are a black Gareth,
holla at your boy.
Peace and love, avail yourself.
I promise you there's no black Gareth.
Not any black person who'd say it in public. Yeah, there was no one who'd...
As sure as you are that there's no white Nospetengash.
There may be one of those from, you know, one of those people we were talking about yesterday who talk about their maid as being a member of their family. They might have called their child Nigel Nospetengash. They would never get that right.
Nozzy. You just call her Nozzy.
Phillips.
Nozzy. Nozzy. Nospetengash. Oh, my God. All right.
That would be a bit of a mind flip.
So, do you want to talk about the meaning of life or what's on your mind?
Oh my God.
I just wanted to address the confusion. The meaning of life is great. By the way, there's Monty Python where that's meaning of life. I'd like to talk about that. But the real mess with this confusion is Mfundo's a handsome, strapping young man, and I look like a potato, so I'm offended on his behalf.
Okay. I think Mbulelo is fishing for a compliment there. See, did you see how he dropped that in there?
Being self-deprecating is going to take you so far in life.
I see the beard is back as well.
It's
didn't take you long.
Hey, man.
Mm-hmm. It's made a comeback.
Yeah. Are you teeing up to be the next Bachelor South Africa?
Eligible.
Okay. Everybody says Dumelang Bafana.
Tobel.
Sia, please send me one of your crop tops because I'm in a great mood today. I officially declare this International Stomach Out Day.
I've never proclaimed to own a crop top.
That's from Pihleng.
So how did you know what was hiding in my closet?
Have you got crop tops?
No, I'm joking. No.
Okay. Fuck, Gareth, you are obsessed with Donald Trump. Every fucking episode you talk about how great he is. Stop already. A mention every now and then, sure, but every day, come on.
Oh.
And that is from Fern.
What was that? Are you laughing at Fern's name?
It's a plant.
So Fern, I don't know that I'm obsessed with him. He is the president of the United States. You know, during the Obama administration, we would speak about Obama almost every day. He's the most powerful man in the world. I don't know that I'm obsessed with him. I think what I am obsessed with is the left's obsession with him. There isn't a single person who votes for the Democratic Party who isn't deranged by Donald Trump. So when I talk about him, it's at least at an arm's length. These people have him living in their heads all day like the boogeyman. Just unbelievable. So I'm not even going to argue with you, but if you think it's too much, thank you for the feedback.
Well, you look at how frenetic everything is right now when at the mere mention of his name to the point where poor old Patrice Motsepe.
I know he said...
Granted, it was a bit of a reach.
What did he say? Because he had to apologize and suddenly take... You know, think about how out of control the woke social media left is when it can get a billionaire who could really buy all those people and put them into indentured slavery for the rest of their lives. Really, all of them. Because none of them have any money, those woke people on Twitter. None. If Patrice Motsepe wanted to, he could buy them all and make them work in his mines forever.
Mm.
He could buy them and their families and put them into servitude forever.
He's a US dollar billionaire.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's afraid of this mob. You see, this is it. So what did he have to apologize for exactly? He said
his actual words at the World Economic Forum were, "Africa loves America. Africa loves you," referring to President Trump. And then he said, "We want America to do well. We want you to do well."
Well, we should.
And then people climbed into him saying, no, who said speak on behalf of Africa?
Because he's the devil.
Oh, yeah, but when Patrice Motsepe goes overseas to speak on
Fern,
our behalf...
Why don't you ask Patrice why he had to walk back his words?
When he speaks on our behalf to get Beyonce, South Africa doesn't complain.
Oh, no, we're going to get some chick with a big ass who can sing, and everybody's happy about that. That's going to bring great change to Africa. Let me tell you something. We should be sucking some Trump cock right now if we want to get some dollars into this country. And honest to God, we need it. Like we've never needed it before. If anyone out there knows about prostitution, give the rest of us a lesson so that we can figure out how to please this orange man. Because he is a friend if you do the right things for him. And we need the dollars, baby. Mm. We need the dollars. We don't need some thick-set woman to come and sing on a stage. We need a fat president with orange hair and orange skin. That's what we need. We need him now. Come, Donald Trump. We open up our proverbial legs to you.
But okay, South Africans, what were we really expecting Patrice to say in President Trump's presence?
He's clever because this is how Patrice... By the way,
this
you
is
idiot,
what networking is.
This
you
is
have
how you get rich.
Egos.
This is how you become a dollar billionaire. You flatter people who you know have a big ego.
You aren't going to say, well, everyone freaking hates you.
What do you imagine? Well, what you know, Donald, you're a douchebag, and I'm speaking on behalf of Africa.
Let me remind you, you do not speak on behalf of anyone but you, and neither does Patrice. And if he wants to say that stuff and Donald believes him, na pambili.
I'm not triggered about pleasing his phallus. I like that statement. What I'm triggered by is the fact that you suggested Beyonce can sing. Yes, we have a problem. You and I have a problem there, Gareth.
Now,
stop it.
All right. A couple of things. I love how he pisses everyone off. That's obviously Donald, and sticks to his guns. Go, Donald. And also, in the old day, everybody loved him. Now they hate him immensely. It just shows how hypocritical people are. People are sheep. And that is from Ruth.
How ridiculous is it that everyone who supports Trump now has to apologize to the leftists? Well, that's what I'm saying about Patrice, too. Even a billionaire. Morning, guys. Did you see the Greenside brawl on News 24? It's fantastic. There's a Greenside brawl now?
I think this is the one that happened at a pizza place.
What is that? A bunch of hipsters fighting with, like, cheese. Throwing cheese at each other.
Oh, my God. A Greenside brawl. Oh, Jesus.
It happened at a pizza place. And what happened? It happened to be the people who were in the fight also happened to be wearing Uzi. And now...
Not so much hipsters as douches.
No, I don't know what the PR people at Uzi have to do now, because every third trial you see in South Africa, the people are wearing Uzi, and now a fight as well.
These, I think, are two different fights, because on the Bitfighter side, we're getting sent like every violent clip that happens ever.
Oh.
People going, please cover this.
Please narrate
but
this.
It's like people getting the like shit gold. Beaten out of them.
You've done such a terrific job on the Cooney
McGregor versus Cowboy Pelone each other.
Yes, it's funny. Everybody's passed that around 100 times,
yeah,
so
thanks,
well done.
Man.
That'll go up today.
But I know how much work goes into these things behind the scenes, so...
Fucking actually none.
No, dude.
But
come on.
No, we do have some cool people
you
helping us with the video and the audio.
An hour or two.
Yeah.
It's
about
good.
About that much.
Well done.
But people do keep sending us stuff, and that's cool. We appreciate it. So the dude pulling the gun...
pulled a gun?
At an Andicho's. He didn't realize a focaccia doesn't have cheese. Obviously, I'm for real. And obviously being hammered, all of the customers... Stop it! Like 20 of them, and he's just shouting. And then as he leaves, he cocks his gun. Apparently, he fired it twice while he was driving away. But I mean, that oak should take his gun and use it for one thing, and that's to recycle it.
Oh, no, God, you are right. It's two different things. So there's the pizza place, and then there's a Greenside.
Three, in fact. Yeah. Greenside is a street brawl, but some of those people had to have left in an ambulance.
There are like easily 20 people involved.
And some
in
of them
this.
Look like they got probably hurt. Gosh. The one dude was getting his head stomped on. And then there's another one outside of McDonald's where a totally drunk fat oak, too drunk to defend himself, granted much bigger than the guy he was fighting, takes maybe 10 really hard shots to the face until finally he gets like knee buckled by an 11th shot to the face. And then like people are properly hurt, and that's not what we're about.
All right, what is going on? I jokingly said earlier that the meaning of life is something we've got to discuss today. Oy. But I would like to know if you think, having seen all these clips that are going around, some of them are embarrassing and stupid, obviously, and those are
entertaining. And those are the fun ones, where people are just making their name do us.
But when you actually see someone getting badly hurt, and you think this person is probably going to have injuries that will be there for life, they might have scarring for life, they might even not make it through there eventually, brain damage might be a part of it. Because we know that these fights, if the person fighting knows what they're doing, they can do some proper damage. But also, just sustained violence can be enough to ruin someone.
And the people cheering, like, you know, like what was the case at the McDonald's thing with the fat oak getting hit over and over. Everyone afterwards wanted to buy the smaller oak a drink, and the security guard just did nothing. And it was like,
I don't understand why we are celebrating this. Do you think that we're back in ancient Rome and we are lustful for violence? Do we not have enough violence in our society?
Honestly, I think it's just phones. I think phones are more ubiquitous. And now
I've never been in a fight in my life.
Wait, so Gordo,
because you've got the power of reason and really good hair.
No, because reason doesn't help you against people who don't want a reason.
You don't put yourself in those situations.
Thanks for the compliments on the hair.
It's actually hateful. It's like passive aggressive and a little bit hateful.
So Gordo, do you think these things were happening in any case, and now that we have phones?
Yeah, I think.
I mean,
so.
I do remember my dad's one friend used to tell us about how the Poros and the Greeks and the Lebs and the Jews used to fight each other in, like, old Joburg.
Yeah.
By old Joburg, I mean when my dad was a kid. So we're talking, the 60s and 70s? Yeah.
Apparently, like, old Joburg and Hillbrow and all of that was a jawl back then.
But oaks used to fight.
Yeah.
Right?
So each other back in China.
Yeah, so it's not as if this stuff has never happened before. No. And I do believe that society's less violent now than ever. But because of
the fact that we can record this stuff and pass it around, it looks like this happens all the time.
Yeah.
Some of these clips, for all we know, might be 10 years old.
And I think also there's a media trend, and that's not necessarily said as a criticism, but with the Kyle Army Ninjas and stuff, that story going so viral, and
now people think they can
the click
it
farmers yeah. being like, oh my God, we got clicks this month. And now it's like, find any of that's floating around. Yeah. Whereas previously, like, people would have had these clips and probably just WhatsApped them to each other and it would have disappeared.
Wow.
So it's hot at the moment. Like, send us your fight clips.
Oh!
But but generally speaking, you don't see a lot of people in these fights that are trained at fighting.
Mm.
And typically that's a symptom of, for the most part, people who are trained at fighting tend not to start fights. And also, like...
It's
just drunk people being gross.
Listen to what happened in Greenside. So, as it stands right now, 9 people were arrested.
Yeah, I mean, how many people look like they're in that role?
But easily
it's like 20 or 30. Yeah.
20 really? To 30 people were involved.
It's 2 soccer teams worth of drunk dickheads going after each other.
So according to one of the owners of the restaurants on the street where this happened, it all started with 2 young girls who had an issue with each other on social media.
Oh,
and
no.
Now they bumped into each other face to face.
Yeah.
So these girls, each girl had their own squad of friends, then just got straight into it. They didn't stop there because the girls then called their mothers and their aunts.
Wow.
That's stage number 2. Mothers and aunts arrive.
Yeah.
They also join into the fight. The mothers and aunts call their boyfriends and husbands. That's stage 3. Now the husbands and the brothers and the uncles are involved. And that's how you easily get 20 to 30 people now being involved in this. And what do you say when you are now in a prison cell? Because you've been arrested. Oh, well, someone was like, yeah, this chickie was dissing my daughter on
my
Twitter.
Chick, hey? so some oak chicked out my chick. Like you, like you
said. No, you don't look at another oak's bennet in 4 hours, China. You don't even accidentally cross paths. If you see a bennet in your peripheral vision about to walk in front of you, turn around, China.
Yeah.
There's 2 things that piss an oak off more. Well, there's 1 thing that pisses an oak off more than us looking at his bennet, is when your bennet is very hot and no one notices.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Disgraceful. But I bet you the fight over social media was over something lank serious, like, you know, debating theoretical particle physics.
Definitely was.
Can suspended animation really be real in particle physics? No! No, no. 2 opposing molecules.
Because your weave is from Brazil instead of India.
And then,
that's what it is.
Like, things escalated when one of the mothers went to her car and whipped out a baseball bat from her boot.
What are you doing, jolling with your mother?
Let me ask you with tears in my eyes. Wonderful. If your mother is going to the car to get a baseball bat, no wonder you've been raised like a fucking wild animal.
I mean, keeping a bat in your car for safety reasons is more of a like...
But to go and fetch in front of your child to show her this is the way you behave in a civilized society. Mm. Mind you, Greenside, it's debatable if it's a civilized society. But you get my point. I've seen these videos with chicks. I mean, you think men fighting is bad. I don't enjoy any of this, by the way. I find it funny. But then after a while, I start finding it very distasteful because I think...
It's funny when people are fighting badly and embarrassing themselves and you know, like making dirt of themselves. It's not funny when someone's getting their head stomped on.
And that's what happens. And the girls, they pull the hair and they... There's a lot of slapping and some punching in places that oaks would not get away with punching each other.
I remember my sisters once, we were... driving on our way to get dropped off at school, and we had a little Chico at the time. My one sister was sitting in the passenger seat and the rest of us in the back seat. They fought so badly that the 2 of them actually didn't go to school that day because they beat each other up. Chicks are ruthless.
But Gareth, are you... that's your sisters punching each other.
Yeah, it sounds right.
Oh, that's a delayed live replay.
Regardless of like gender, people when they lose their shit with each other become pretty gross. But I mean, I would imagine it's usually about something utterly trivial, and it's like, okay, Gareth, you and me are not going to agree on Greta Thunberg. That's it. Reason has failed. We fight now. The oak who's right is the one that hits the other one.
Right.
First and hardest.
Right.
Yeah. Like, okay, cool, guys. Then we can debate whether or not the earth is flat based on which of you won your fight.
You wanted to say Mbuyan.
But you said the ultimate word there. You actually said an interesting word. You said civilized. And Aristotle has some very interesting things to say about violence.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, to make it serious. So he says to us, you know, even back then, they would go and watch plays where they were extremely violent, and people would question, is society sick?
It's so, time for an Mbulelo minute.
So, yeah, that's perfect.
Tickle the eyes.
So what Aristotle said to us was, you know, with violence, properly understanding the idiosyncrasies within tragedy and violence is a part of the civilizing process, you know? Properly understanding violence and trauma is a part of the civilizing
and how
process.
Do we aspire to properly understand these things?
Well, you have to observe.
Oh, teacher?
What does violence say about the society? Is it a commentary of the society, or is it happening? Is it an anomaly? Are we perpetuating violence? With, you know, individualism, are people feeling lonely, blah, blah, blah.
You know, those people in that fight would not have followed you for very long in that discourse.
Well, but that's what Aristotle said. He's very old.
Mbulelo, I'm sure you echo these sentiments in the words of the great rapper Chamillionaire. Meet me in the car park. It's going down.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah.
That's a modern-day philosophy.
And, of course, to quote the mighty James Hetfield, to secure peace is to prepare for war. This classical philosophy minute was brought to you by the Rivonia Public Library, 85 books and counting, www.rivoniapubliclibrary.org.
There is a Rivonia Public Library down here. Have you ever been in there?
When I was a kid, and they had books. Yeah. No, I don't know if they still have books. I always see libraries as length to
credit. Probably a bar. All right. Messages. Let's get to those. My sister has just announced that her friend from Shanghai is coming to visit this Friday. Oh, shit.
No.
You're on going there.
That's my favorite place after Shanglo and Shang Chariot.
Shanglo, Shang Chariot.
Coming forth to bring you coronavirus.
Shanghai, yeah, sure. She's staying with us for a week.
You shake 'em low, shake 'em low, shake 'em low. Shake 'em high.
She's staying with us for a week. Would it be rude if I gave her a welcome gift of hand sanitizer and a mask just in case? You know what would be a good idea is to book her into the local hotel and keep her the hell out of your house.
A return ticket. Yeah. But let's give her a gift of a return ticket. Go home.
China's like one of the most, what are they like? Are they over a billion? Are they approaching a billion?
Over a billion people. A
couple of thousand of them have got the flu. Mm. That's like the South African equivalent of 18 people in Bryanston getting the flu. Like it's a nasty ass flu, but I remember I watched a Jonathan Pye thing recently where they talked just as an indication of media bias. They showed BBC and Sky reporting on the Ebola breakout in Africa, which was cuck serious, but it was mostly isolated to Africa. American news reporting was like, it's only a matter of days before 90% of Americans have the Ebola, and we're cutting off 19 countries have been on the no-fly list, and we're looking to put 26 more countries on the no-fly list. We got 8 cases of Ebola registered in Hawaii, and everybody should update their wills case there's anyone left to execute.
Unless you give people something to be scared of, they don't watch your stupid news channel.
But the BBC were like, 2 reported cases so far. The Institute for Diseases and Other Bad Things have declared that it is well contained. We have closed flight routes temporarily to 2 countries, and at the moment we expect that an estimated 5 to 10 Britons are likely to be affected in the next year.
Don't worry, jaw your jaw. I know someone who works at the Institute of Diseases and Bad Things.
And other bad things,
and other
yeah.
bad things.
By the way, this is the name for the new segment. Mpileng saying, philosophy with principle Mbulelo is the new Zed by Sia.
Principle. That's a good title.
Philosophy Minute with Principle Mbulelo.
Yes.
Is sponsored by the No Fun Institute of South Africa.
Something similar happened to a girl who used to be in my class. This is another message that we've just got from Ulrich. He says, she had an argument with one of the girls on a Friday afternoon. The fight continued over the weekend until the point where the adults got involved. One woman used a chain and took the girl's eye out.
What?
Now she wears an eye patch to cover up her missing eye. Wow. You know,
wow.
I understand toxic masculinity in a very restricted sense of the definition, that men can be douchebags and that men have a capacity to be aggressive and violent and stupid and behave inappropriately in every way towards women, and I know what that's called and I understand the terminology. But we haven't yet uncovered the right kind of term that actually fits the bill for the kind of
ugliness that young girls express towards each other, and now on social media or on WhatsApp and in other dark places where the rest of us are not necessarily privy to these things. Because there is a viciousness and an ugliness and a loathing and a deep-seated hatred that trumps anything that guys can get up to. Because even the dumbest guys that I know, once they've had their fight, they move on. Sometimes
just like Kuni and Kaubut.
Sometimes they even butts. I mean, Kuni and Kaubut in there.
Better friends at the end of the rule.
I kissed the oak and then everything was lekker.
We boys, Chana. You my boy. You my blood. Yeah, just have to sort this out.
Now, I've seen that happen.
I've sorted out, Chana.
With guys, that happens.
But there is a cathartic release.
They don't carry the violence across hundreds of weeks and generations
of family.
Well,
that's exactly it. It's like
generations
of
family.
Not that I approve of violence at all, but there is something sort of that gets it out of your system if you have a little bit of argy-bargy. I think with a lot of ladies, it's way less society. Like, it's not acceptable on a societal level to beat the shit out of people.
No, but we need.
But I think dudes can occasionally beat the shit out of someone and then not be, like, frowned upon by their entire community. So I think, like, for ladies, sometimes you need to slap. I was going to say slap a bitch, but I'm not allowed to say that in this year. But I think a lady sometimes needs to slap a bitch and doesn't, and then it can like eat you up inside. So
it carries on bothering you.
Or just have some sort of explosive release, you know, like a hissy fit in traffic where you clap the steering wheel a lot. That can do good for you for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a term for this, though, because especially young girls can get so mean. They can be so horrible.
Yes, and on such superficial bullshit.
Yes.
That's everybody, though. But I mean, yeah, especially teenagers and school kids, but especially high school kids. And then I will say, probably in my experience, which is so far in the past, we had abacuses, and that was all.
Abakai.
Sorry. I forgot.
Abakai, yeah.
D for Gordon.
Fuck you!
Yeah. Abakai. Anyway, like, I remember it was brutal, man. I even look back on some of the picking on people that I did. And
Abakai.
I tracked a dude once on Facebook who moved to the States just to apologize to him for what a total durst me and my friends were to him. And he had a habit of falling over for no reason, and that was enough.
He was goofy,
and he, like, tripped over his own feet a lot. And we just ripped him to shreds, and I'm going home to cry about this.
What about when everyone bit their thumbs at each other? Gord, do a skit in your game with perhaps gay dudes challenging each other. How do gay dudes challenge each other?
Glitter?
I genuinely don't know. I challenge you
to a walk-off. Be hitting the catwalk, and this is going to get solved. All right, it's haute couture first. Then it's pret-a-pret, whatever.
I could get riled up by the stereotype, but in RuPaul's Drag Race, that's how two competitors fight off.
Yeah.
You have to lip-sync for your life,
they say. Having a gay-off.
How does it work? Like, if two gay guys have a major problem with each other, like, what happens?
I've never seen the fanny. We call it the fanny punch because it looks like you're fanning.
No, there should not be anything related to us that starts with fanny.
Fan-like.
I just want to give you a cautionary here. Like Patrice Motsepe cannot say that you speak for the gay community. So that's why
I don't speak for the gaggle.
Again, I would like to
ask. Is it
ask.
A gaggle of gays?
I'm quiet.
Again. Wow.
I'm quiet.
Is that based on the word gag? Or is that more to do with geese?
I'm going
to
lose my gay card today.
Geese will
I'm quiet.
Kick the shit out of each other. Like, if gay people have the totem animal of the goose, the next totem animal more aggressive is the Rottweiler.
I'm in the corner now. Bye-bye.
Sweet mother of pearl.
Casey says he reckons he doesn't want to make it about race, but he says white people's fights are so PC, gentle, and polite to a degree. Colored and black people do not think about the consequences. And Casey is speaking as a person of color in case anyone decides to get upset on his behalf.
Okay.
They put the pedal to the metal and they just duller what they must.
I saw one of gross white people at Presley's. And an oak was getting his head stood on.
Yeah.
So yeah, like chalk one up for don't go claiming. I mean, the Stiffness Olympics will be closely contested in this country. Don't go writing off the white people. They are the like historical world champions of stiffness. I was like thinking like, okay, if there was a stiff white people Olympics,
yeah,
obviously silver and gold would be Hogshead in Douglasdale and Billy the Boots. And allegedly, in my personal opinion, those are lovely institutions and most people really like them. But they would, like, it would be neck and neck. It would be there.
No, dude, after that Presley's clip, that's the place if you want to see some ugly.
Yeah, but it's like third division. It's not top tier competitive stiffness.
Anyone else?
Those people are like, they have like disadvantaged backgrounds and stuff. They've got an excuse for never having read a book.
But you know why white violence is so sophisticated? They practice for
white violence.
They practice for two wars. That'll sort of get it out of you. You know what I mean?
The Anglo-Boer Warlog.
No, well, also they had WW1 and WW2. So
that's out of living memory now. So those people were trained. The current crop are not. That's why Gord says it's always so amateurish.
Anyone else surprised that in all of these trending videos, we haven't seen anything from the East and the West Rand?
That is a shock. The East in particular.
Ah, the West Rand is rough as well.
Very rough.
They carry bricks in their handbags there.
All right. We've got other things to do. Believe it or not, this
other morning. Than slating white people for being gross?
No. Other than talking about stupid, meaningless fights about obviously things that were not related to particle physics. Let's get into the five things.
I'll clap you till your particles are unstable, but...
All right, pupils have paid tribute to Enoch Mpianzi. This has been going on. I've got to say it's turning into mourn porn from my point of view. You know, a horrible accident where there may or may not be responsibility on the school's part, but really, we don't cry this much when hundreds of billions of rands get stolen from our state-owned enterprises, or when we lose people who have made incredible contributions. This is a child, and I don't want to be rude. He was 13 years old, and he had dreams of becoming a lawyer. But the fact that this has been turned into the spectacle that it has by people like Panyaza Lesufi sickens me. This is a family in absolute misery and mourning, and you have cameras zooming in on them. We have to see the mother publicly shedding tears in the most gratuitous manner. It just, the whole thing upsets me. The coverage and the fact that the media are sitting there lapping up the tears of this family sickens me.
Yeah.
We've turned into a country that makes more of a fuss of the dead than we do of the living.
I think it's probably more of a global phenomenon from what I can gather. But like us, there's two sides to this, right? So with the Kobe Bryant thing, it's like some people are like, oh my God, now everyone's posting about this. Yes, we know, for flip's sake, can you just stop it? And other people are like, look, let people mourn the death of someone who had an impact on their life. Like, let people, the opposite of enjoy things. My thing was as well, like, these assholes, these virtue signaling dick faces that were like, when Je Suis Charlie happened, that thing, they were like, oh, yeah, so now you hate Nigerians because, you know, like, some Nigerian women were kidnapped this month and no one cares about that. So if you care about the French, you hate them. It's like people can be upset about more than one thing at a time. So the thing that happens with a kid is tragic, whatever, but also kind of tragic is the whole Anthony Jeselnik's got a great skit about it, the don't forget about me, don't, like, thoughts and prayers and sharing the article that you know every single, you have seen it 65 times in your timeline. Do you really think it's going to be news when you share it again? Like, I posted the other day, like, if you haven't done the Dolly Parton challenge by now, don't. You missed it. Yeah. Like, stop it. It's not funny anymore. And so that's that also thing. Like, thoughts and prayers, don't forget about me. I know there's really important stuff happening in the world, but I'm still here.
This is what's going on.
I still matter. Don't forget me. Shut the fuck up.
It's all very ugly, and I just feel for the family. Like, they've been put at the center of this drama that the country is using as a catharsis for the fact that our education system has collapsed into nothing, and that we have even reputable schools that are either, in this case, very irresponsible, and where a young man who possibly had a very bright future ahead of him is gone, and it's very, very sad, but you need to be adult about that and take it in and move on.
Yeah.
Or that we need to mourn and make such a noise and wail and scream and gnash our teeth for months and months about something which essentially was an accident.
Yeah, also, exactly. Like, kids die all the time. But now that this is – and I mean, that's horrible and tragic, and I'm not saying it's no big thing, kids die. But, like, kids drown – probably weekly. I don't have the statistics.
No, but here's the thing.
But now there's someone to scapegoat, and there's an institute to drag
right.
down.
There's
a pitchfork to grab.
Right.
And don't forget about me. I'm also just as affected. Don't forget me.
Meanwhile,
I can't not be involved.
A bus full of kids from a poor township school will go off the road, and 50 kids will be killed. And because it's a poor township school, you hear about it in the corner of page 75. Some newspaper.
But I feel very sort of
bullshit.
Like split on this, because like I said, people want to get involved and hey, don't forget about me, and that drives me crazy. But at the same time, like, it's okay to be upset about some tragic shit that happened to a kid that's tragic.
Fine.
So the fact that it's got more media attention is why more people care. It kind of starts with the media not being concerned about
the
taxi full of kids.
They had some kind of a memorial service, which was on the news last night at the school. And now all the kids at the school who are already traumatized by this, just think about how it must feel when your whole community is dragged into some national tragedy, right, over the death of a kid who you probably knew. And then you've got the MEC for Education grandstanding, telling you about investigations. You're a child. You're at school. If someone talks to you from a point of view of being a social worker, a psychologist, and says, hey, guys, this is a terrible thing that's happened. Here's how we're going to deal with it. That's one thing. But to have some fucking politician standing up there just – and politicians, like priests, just pop up so conveniently when something shit happens. Mm. And they're always there to take advantage of your feelings. Be extremely suspicious of anyone who comes to you in your hour of need with some sort of half-baked solution.
Ooh.
Because as soon as you don't need them anymore, they disappear. As soon as they don't need you anymore, they've already gone.
Yeah. So, Gareth, what we need to do is we need to educate people in how, especially in these times where we're bombarded with this much news, for anybody who is interested in looking at, we already mentioned this Greek guy's name, Aristotle's 22
archetypes. Is it another
Mbul
element?
No,
right, okay.
But
just pause for a minute.
Sorry, we have to bring the piano back in here.
See, I just roll it over this way and I'll start playing. All right.
Welcome
do you want to play this
to
one?
Another Mbul element minute. Brought to you by the Rivonia Public Library.
There are 22 archetypes that have repeated themselves throughout. Through time immemorial, Aristotle tells us, Alain de Botton has written a book called The News. He tries to educate us on how to watch the news and filter bollocks like this. Thank you very much.
Mbalelo Minute brought to you by Stilnox in the interest of better sleep.
That book again, The News, Alain de Botton.
Thank you very much. Recommended reading now. We also have a recommended reading list. All right, that's only the first story in the five things, so let's move on.
Oh, goodness.
There are lots. And someone has some criticism, or rather some guidance. Michelle says, Gord, I love you, but your rants are about you preaching to the choir. The Cliff Central family, I think that you are of logical mind. So do most people. Glad you're here, though, Michelle.
Thanks.
Michelle.
So I should talk about utterly contrary stuff to what we talk about on the show.
That's what Michelle was.
Because we don't talk about similar themes every week. Politics, gender politics, Greta Thunberg, people dying, what's in the news.
Monday has seen the suspension of classes at the Northwest University's Mahikeng campus following a call by the SA Union of Students for a national shutdown of universities. I say that's a great idea. Let's just shut the universities down and just throw them away. Then what will all you unemployed activists do with your lives? Where will you go? Who will put you in a hostel and pay for you to eat and drink and sleep there every day? Because at the moment the government's doing it and you're still complaining. Where would you like us to house you and put you to productive, useful work? Where would you like this to happen? Perhaps you have some ideas. But I agree. Close down the universities. University South Africa CEO Ahmed Bawa says some of the demands made by the students are valid, some have been met, and some are in the process of being met. But he doesn't say some of these are bullshit. Like, we are not your parents.
Well, that's not a
and we're not
PC
there to look
thing,
after you. How about someone actually says to these students, you know what? You're here to learn, and everything outside of that is not a right but a privilege. How about that, Ahmed Bawa? Why don't you develop a spine? You and Patrice together could cobble together one spine, I'm sure. And then you wouldn't have to apologize to a bunch of activists. Activists.
That's a kind word to...
Activists.
We have real activists in the history of this country. Let's not call these people activists.
They
please.
Like to call themselves
no,
that.
No,
I'm only calling them what they call themselves. Bauer said one of the main issues raised of historic debt. This means because you have got something and you owe for it. Like if I were to say walk into a dealership and buy an expensive car, now you should write off that debt. In other words, you should tell me I no longer owe money on that car because it doesn't really work for me to pay you back, and maybe I don't have the kind of income that I was hoping to have.
Listen, I love you, Gareth, but you talk about economics and politics basically every show.
I know.
It's, and it's ongoing, and you're preaching to the choir. I mean, the audience listen.
Good point. Yeah. Anyway, so keep an eye.
Slayer's last concert was apparently quite a shindig, and the thrash stop metal it. World mourns.
Stop it.
But what a career.
All right, stop it. All right, everybody just watch the universities burn. It's going to be fun. All right, a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake has struck in the Caribbean. Oy, there's just stuff going on all over the place. And as Bulelo says, you need to know what news you need to pay attention to. We probably don't need to know about this, but the quake hit between Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and Cuba at a depth of 10 kilometers. Buildings shook, tremors were felt, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. So in other words, not really news. Sorry if you've got a crack in your wall somewhere in Kingston Town.
Just get some plaster.
Yeah. But nobody's been killed according to the latest reports.
Fire, fire, fire. Me say crack on the wall. Fire, fire. My broken telephone. Fire, fire. Need to repaving, repaving, repaving. Buku. So as you say, repave the pavement.
Fast forward, selector.
Selector.
That may be my favorite thing about the day.
All in a massive. Repaving the pave.
I'm going to pull that up and I'm just going to play that every time I feel sad.
All right. The discovery that they've made in Australia has become Australia, though, the first country to recreate the new coronavirus outside of China. It's great when they recreate these things that we don't want in other places. Mm.
Have you read The Stand? Read The Stand.
No, but they have done this in order to make breakthroughs in defeating the virus. They're calling it significant. The discovery will be shared with the World Health Organization in the hope that it may help efforts to diagnose and treat the virus. Scientists in China have also recreated the virus and shared its genome sequence, but not the virus itself. The outbreak has killed 132 people in China and infected close to 6,000. There are at least 47 cases confirmed in other countries, including Thailand, France, the US, and Australia. No deaths have been reported outside of China. So again, is it really a news story?
Look, I mean, the thing that got me is just people who like immediately share sensation. I've been told that I sound somewhat elitist in that I like science, right? I'm a science enthusiast. I study it on my own out of interest. I'm not a professor. There are a lot of people who know a lot more than me. I just find it genuinely interesting and like to discuss it. But people with you must know whether you've ever read a science textbook or not. Mm-hmm. You must know whether you think you could pass matric science or not. If you understand any basics of science other than stuff you've read on blogs, right? You must think, rate yourself out of 10 educated. If you are 3 or below on science, don't share a scientific meme because you like what it says. So someone showed and circled that there's a patent on the coronavirus from the 60s and its patent number this. Explain that, Big Pharma. It's like, well, what that means, asshole, is not that they developed a virus and now you've proven the big conspiracy of the Illuminati and patented it like you patent grandpa headache tablets. It means the person that actually discovered it existing put a patent on the discovery. Yeah. We've mapped it out. We put a lot of work into mapping this thing out and patented the results of our investigation.
It doesn't mean people are...
It's not a copyrighted product that someone made, asshole.
And they want to spread around.
Can I just... I started typing a like, please let me correct you here. And no. I was like, no. Not because even. I don't know if you can read.
Because so here's the final headline for the morning is, amazingly, people change their minds after reading the comments on a post. No, never.
Yes.
Never happened. Ever. No one has ever changed their mind because of the comments on your social media. So let's all just stop. Please. Hey, Gord, coffee just came out of my nose.
Oh. Look, I mean, if it's because you had coffee in your mouth, then that's a good sign. The show's going well. If that just happened on its own, seek fucking medical help immediately. Doctor.
And then a very attractive Gabriella says,
Gord, I know her. She's very beautiful.
How do you know her?
See, I know because I live in Johannesburg and you get to know people.
Oh.
Stalker.
Still a little.
Gabriella says, Gord is 100% right. Read The Stand. Stephen King predicted this. We're all going to die.
Yeah, but just if ever, like, a virus wipes everyone out and you're one of those, like, 1% of people that are immune and you're living in the post-apocalyptic world, if there's a kindly black lady and a sort of quite scary but charming and alluring guy that walks a lot, go to where the black lady is. Just saying. I don't want to spoil the book for people, but do not follow the walking dude.
All right.
Apparently, in response to an earlier question, Jameen says, gay guys can be brutal as fuck. They break bottles over their head, faces and mouths are scratched, and there's always a lot of screaming.
Wow.
That's obviously something that none of us have witnessed. See
breaking
us pulling
bottles
his,
over your
his,
head.
See us pulling his face up in absolute astonishment.
Oh,
so.
No. That's not I.
Wow.
Not eye, it's more mouth than cheek.
Not
eye is offside. It's like, yeah, that you could permanently blind someone. How am I supposed to watch the plays without my eyes?
Plays?
Supposed to
not
watch
like
the plays.
Live.
Musical. Well, live, I mean, what is life without
drive.
Plays? Plays are life.
Hey, can I ask you something? If you could do anything you wanted this weekend... Because I've got a totally open weekend, and I just started fantasizing about
bone porn star Jules Ventura.
Really?
Next question.
Is that what you would do?
I don't know.
No, like if
I'd watch Manchester United win a game. I'd use my wish for them.
Don't waste a wish on something dumb like that.
Jules Ventura.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd bang porn star Jules Ventura.
I'd do very little. She'd bang me. I'd literally be checking my socials.
All right. So that would be the greatest weekend.
To be honest with you, like, for realsies, for realsies.
No, that would be a great
weekend. I would like to watch Slipknot. I've tried to travel overseas twice to watch Slipknot.
Are they performing this
weekend?
They're
my last. Them and Rob Zombie are my, yeah, they're on tour at the moment, so they'll be performing somewhere in the UK. Them and Rob Zombie are my last active bucket list bands. I never caught Rage Against the Machine. They do reunions sometimes. So, Pantera, tragically, is no longer. But Slipknot and, to a lesser extent, Rob Zombie are remaining bucket list promises I made to 16-year-old me.
Okay.
And so that is literally what I would do if I could do anything this weekend.
That's very nice. Bulela, what would you do? If you had endless resources, you could have just anything you wanted this weekend. Like, Gord just went straight for the concert and the porn star. You could have both.
Could I... Take the porn star to the concert, and then because I got the whole weekend,
sure.
Right?
And everyone would see you with her, and then they'd be like, "Wow, that guy's here with her."
I have a pretty good weekend coming up, so I'm happy with the weekend. What is yours?
Before we go to Mbulelo's fantasy weekend, Eleanor, whose mother lives in Jamaica, has been marked safe. She's also safe from our kind thoughts this morning, and her house shook for 3 minutes, but she followed protocol and all is well. Remember, Eleanor's mum, stay under the doors. That's the best place to stand in an earthquake. Stand in the door frame.
Fire, 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 we use extinguisher for the fire, fire, stay away from the window, Salasi say, away from the window, imi now, buku, buku, fire, 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 we stay away from glass and fire, fire, where the earthquake shake, punch, shake, punch, shake, shake.
Boy. We find you a beat for that. Yeah. Shit, that's good. All right.
Boy.
All right, so
dude, I solved reggae ages ago because, as I mentioned from time to time,
I
rhyme on drum and bass, not as often as I used to, but I still do. I'm an OG MC. That's like being in a scene in South Africa that's literally like probably a few hundred people. But
yes.
there was a dude, a great guy, Rupert, and he called himself MC Spirit. And he used to rhyme back in the day, and we would like not compete. We would kind of take turns and perform together. When it was my set, he'd come up for a bit and vice versa. And he had an immense flow. But he was from England, which I give him a bit of credit for, though he's a white oak from England. But he would do the whole buku buku, so that's it, money dance all buku buku, mina fire buku. And it's like, dude, you bypassing needing words, you're circumventing the part of rap that involves words.
We've awoken some part of your cerebral cortex.
Stirred it up.
Yeah, but reggae is very easy. You need fire, solasi, buku, selector, pondi dancehall.
Imi now.
And a couple of others, and you string that together, you've got a song.
All right.
Yo,
but
what are you selecting?
Everything must be pon. That's like fire pondi.
Bulelo's weekend is still on my agenda. I'm sorry to push the point.
I also really want to know.
What would you want to do?
You'll be shocked. Swiss Alps snowboard. I'm done.
That is the whitest thing I've ever heard in my life. Your name is Errol, and you just live in a tan can.
You can call me Gareth.
I love that you've
just been holding his nose.
You've just been racially profiled by a white guy.
Yeah, well,
Jesus.
Hey, I'm 2% Chinese.
Errol is very white
in a tan can.
How about you, Sia? What's the idea?
Ooh.
Anything you wanted. I mean, it's only Wednesday.
Specifically
so we
this week, because it's always been a birthday bucket list item of mine.
Yes, because your birthday is coming up. He's doing a reminder here.
Well, it's this weekend. It would be attending the Super Bowl finale. For the Super Bowl halftime show, because it's always on my birthday.
But you wouldn't watch the football.
I'm there for the halftime show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just go to a concert.
No, it's not the same. There's something about the Super Bowl always being on my birthday, and then there's always a great show. But then, yeah, tickets are like 49,000 rands.
Are you going to
just
Broadway?
For like a random stadium seat, 49,000 rands. I'm like, okay, yeah. I'll see it in 5 years' time, not now.
So you literally would go to live theater production.
But Sia, it's here's what I don't understand. You're gonna have to sit through a lot of football to get your half hour show. And you're gonna hate the football, plus the queuing, getting into the stadium.
I don't know, some of those football men are pretty dishy.
No, like it's been a weird tradition of mine for years.
I'm not criticizing it. I just think you'd be first of all, where would you sit? Because this happens in the middle of the field, so you're far away. You could probably get better seats at a theater show or a
concert. I do need to be right up close. It's always been a weird tradition of mine. Even while I was still in school, I'd wake up very, very early on my birthday because the halftime show would end up being
What's
at
your
like
favorite halftime
3
show of all time? Who was the best?
Ooh.
Because there have been some shockingly crap ones over the years. And then the person who sings the anthem as well. Sometimes it's terrible.
No, that's right. I have like a top
five. Oh, yeah, it can be properly terrible. Who was the one that famously
Fergie
ripped it out of its rectum?
Fergie at the NBA All-Star.
And she tried to do it like in a Michael Bublé lounge kind of sultry jazz thing.
And then she said, let's play basketball at the end. It was a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess.
She said, let's play basketball.
It's so bad.
Yeah. I see.
It's wonderful.
Although, hashtag still would.
Okay, and she's divorced now. Carry on with your fantasy.
Probably because of how crap her performance was.
I would say top five, Prince, when he performed in Miami. Mm. And whether you're a Prince fan or not, I think it's one. It's like a 10-minute performance. Watch it. There's like rain, and it's just beautiful somehow.
Your cred has just gone sky high in some quarters.
Prince really did well. Michael Jackson as well, when I now know the backstory, like the day before the performance, he told the entire team, the crew, that, you know what, nothing is going to start until I give the cue. He was like, no, I want to feel the crowd. I still want to like make them wait and scream. So I just like the drama of it all. I liked Madonna's back in 2012. I liked Beyonce's in 2013. Mm-hmm. And 2004, Janet Jackson.
See, he really has paid attention.
Sort of the years.
If anyone thought he's just making that, Sia came up with a fulsome description of what he wanted.
Is there like some sort of...
Can I give you a random fact? If you ever enter a game show, this is why you could possibly win R1 million. Hmm. Janet Jackson was a major factor as to why we have YouTube today.
Oh, my God.
After the 2004 performance where Justin Timberlake pulled that nipple gate, everyone was going onto the internet to want to see this video.
So you need a titty to make
one of the massive influencers.
Is there some sort of South African subculture stereotype like Oscars coming up? Because Errol's trying to be the whitest oak in the country. You try to be the gayest oak in the country. Yeah. I'm trying to be the most opinionated and
Slipknot-y,
cliched by talking about what the show's about guy in the country.
Okay, let's go to...
and Gareth is trying to have the most Lego hair of all time.
Mfundo, how about you? If you could do anything this weekend, anything, it can be big or small. We can't hear you now. This is great.
Pon the microphone. Speak in the mic.
No, it's not working. Come in here. Just come in here and just talk.
Just going to go ask him.
What?
I was just going to go ask him, but he's coming in.
No. What are you worried about?
We have microphones, Gordon.
I want just everyone that one to have their fair chance.
That one doesn't work. The rest are all fine. Yes, what would you do?
If I had to decide one place to go, I'm going to take a leaf out of Sia's book.
Yeah.
I've heard so much about this place on the show.
Yeah.
And out of the show.
What's that?
Sia, do you want to guess?
Bora Bora?
Yes.
Bora Bora.
Oh, really?
Bora.
What?
Jesus, I've never been to Bora Bora.
Holy shit. That was gloriously random.
No, that was CS all the time.
And he left without, without any explanation.
I could do anything this weekend, says Anushka, I would marry Gord. I have a husband, but he won't mind.
Gosh.
What a nice.
Well, Anushka, send selfies to the usual number and we'll see what we could set up.
Yeah, you can find it easily on the internet. The hinge on my cupboard door is loose. If I could do anything this weekend, I would fix it. Carl, you a man of...
Can do that, Carl.
You know what, Carl? I really appreciate that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, if it takes you the whole weekend, though, Carl, you should probably get a professional in because that's not great.
Casey says, at least Gord agrees with me. I once called Mbulelo a coconut. So now the insults are rolling in. Ah. The best Super Bowl halftime show was Prince because when he sang Purple Rain, it was raining.
But was the rain purple? Otherwise, he should have just gone, rain, rain.
Rain.
Ordinary rain. Ordinary rain. Didn't he do enough in his bloody lifetime to be anointed king? I mean, what do you have to do?
Well, he changed his name.
Can they posthumously promote him to king?
It was from Prince.
The artist formerly known as...
Yeah, okay. All right. Gord has made a song request, so brace yourself.
Thank you, friends.
Is it Rain by...
Ordinary Rain by Prince. Ordinary no, rain. Not this week.
What is it?
There were two. I like to give Gareth the illusion of choice.
Yeah,
When you say to him, like, hey, please choose between one of my song selections, it's way better than, could you please play my song?
All right, here it is. It is Cypress Hill.
Such a tune.
All right, let's give it a go.
From the new album, 2018, newish.
And you can get hold of us, 0797482090.
Okay, best one in 15 years. CliffCentral.com